George was born in 1992, and he had a condition called prefetal circulation, so he was in intensive care for a while. And whilst he was there, we noticed that the finger and thumb on his right hand were slightly smaller, and they didn't bend. So that was the start of it, really. And we just got on with things, and he was always under, you know, the doctor for it. And as he grew, he was in an awful lot of pain. You know, cutting a long story short, by the time he got to 2005, he started to get a swelling on the back of the index finger in the hand. And they did a biopsy, which, as you can imagine, was horrendous for everybody concerned. And they found that it was a type of tumour, although it was benign. This actually resulted in George having the index finger removed in the year 2005. They couldn't give us sort of clear, sort of obvious that it wouldn't come back. And unfortunately, it did come back. And in 2007, it resulted in most of his hand being taken over by the tumour, and he had to make a decision as to whether to lose the whole hand, or he was offered some radical surgery by his orthopaedic surgeon, and he chose quite maturely the surgery. He had the operation in 2007, and this left him with his pinky and his ring finger. They took the free part of the middle finger, the wiggly part, and they turned that around and stitched it back on to try and create a new thumb. But his hand is very sort of long and narrow. He can't use the thumb, although it's still there. And that's really where we are today. Again, there's no guarantees that it's not going to come back again.
Why are you convinced that this was due to the work that Corby Council carried out on contaminated land?
Well, we were introduced to the case when George was just a few years old. And looking at all the evidence and, you know, reliving history, I suppose, if you like, and looking at things in hindsight, there are a lot of factors that, you know, that could have contributed to the fact that the toxic waste wasn't being cleaned up properly. In a prime example is a lot of some of the local contractors that lived locally actually used the pub that my husband owned of a lunchtime and an evening. And they would come in their work clothes all dirty, and, you know, it would fall off and have to be damped down to be swept up and brushed up. And, you know, looking back, we didn't think there was any harm in it, but this was all mud and dust from the sites that were supposed to be cleaned up under the correct guidelines. And there's an awful lot of evidence, far too much to go into just now, but there are, you know, heaps of evidence to suggest that, in fact, they didn't clean up the toxic waste correctly and they knew that they weren't doing it properly.
Now, you've been fighting this legal battle for years now. I mean, what happens if the High Court decides against you this week?
I think at the moment we have to remain positive. It won't change our views in any way. We still believe that this is the cause of George's condition. There's no name for George's condition, and there's no reason, you know, for it to happen, as with all the other children. I don't really know how we'll feel, probably devastated, but life goes on, and we'll, you know, we're a positive family, and we will just get on with things as we have done for the past 11 years. But I will still believe that they are to blame.